God would use it to preach the word of God and preaching the power of God. If he'd helped me this morning, in chapter 2, Romans, Paul wrote to the saints at Rome, and he said here in verse 1, he said, "Therefore thou art inexcusable." And you're without excuse. He's talking about the prior verses he wrote. He said, "Therefore," he wrote, "Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art the judge that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest, thou does the same things." Paul, you notice the balance of his writing. How in chapter 1 he pinned her down how these people lived. A perverted life, and they was turned over to reprobate minds. And then he got down to them in verse 29 through 32. He named a lot of sins right there that people are committing, and then he said something about judging. And brethren, listen, we need to judge ourselves before we ever make judgment on anybody else. Verse 2, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth, amen, against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgeth them with do such things and doest the same?" He's saying you do the same thing. Why are you passing judgment on them? You get down into chapter and he said, "You preach, dost thou shalt not steal, but dost thou steal?" And you preach, "Does not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery?" Brethren, listen, hey, God, we need to judge ourselves. Amen. Judge not, lest you be judged. With what measure you judge, you'll be judged. He said in the book, he said, thank God, don't try to get a mote out of an eye of a brother. Why, you got a beam in your own. Amen. I found this to be true. The longer I'm saved, the less, amen, I judge people, because I see myself more in his light. And it takes a lot for me to keep myself in line. Amen. And I can't keep myself in line. It's short God that does it. And listen, if you ever, thank God, begin to judge, just walk in somebody's shoes, amen, before you ever pass judgment, and make sure, amen, that your life's clean. And I'd say it ain't, but I'm telling you this morning, brethren, thank God, the life of a saint of God, amen, we enter into this kingdom of God through much tribulation, through much endurance, and we know that it is all the grace of God that we enter in. It's not ourselves, and you'll learn that the more you're saved. A lot of times when you're saved early in life, amen, I was 24 when I got saved, but I felt that I had to help God, amen, but I found out that God, amen, didn't need my help. He only put me in as a co-laborer, and he, thank God, amen, he said to get in the yoke with him. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you, his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and he knows how to pull this thing. Brethren, everything I go through in life, he's pushing me somewhere. He's directing me somewhere. I thought about that storm in Acts 27 when Paul was in that bad storm. Amen, it didn't look good. 14 days, friend, they didn't have, amen, hardly no sun, nothing. Everything was they had to throw over. Thank God, but brethren, God was pushing him somewhere. And listen, every trial and every tribulation and everything you go through, just remember that he's on the end of it, and he's got a purpose for it, and he's a getting you where he wants to. You would not go there unless he got you there. It wasn't Paul's desire to get on the island of Melita. Amen. He'd have rather got, thank God, to where he was headed, but he had to go by there first. And there's always tests in your life and my life, thank God, to get us there before we can go there. Amen. Elijah had to go before the brook before he ever went to the widow's house. And when he got there, thank God, he got my friend sustained, and then he faced Ahab. And brethren, listen, he, thank God, had Jesus, the God of heaven, on his side when he prayed. Amen. 63 words, and the fire fell from heaven. Praise God. And before you see it, praise God, he's off in the wilderness somewhere. How can a man have such power with God and then be running from Jezebel? Amen. Thank God. But that's just the way it is, isn't it? You can't figure the path out. You don't know it. That's why he has to be your guide. I can only only rest in His will and what He tells me. And I don't know where He's taking me, but I'm an open book this morning. If He'll tell me, God have mercy, I want to do it. But it'll take grace to do it, because you cannot do it without Him guiding you. Why should I judge a situation or judge my friend why things happen? Brethren, God knows it, and He's already in charge of it. And if you do believe in the sovereignty of God, you've got to believe that He's in complete and holy control, and everything's on time with Him. And what He does in time, He done, thank God, in His own mind, and His purpose for your life, thank God, before the world began. He even told Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee and ordained thee. He didn't know it, but God knew it. And Jeremiah found out. Amen. Jeremiah had a rough life. Amen. He had a rough ministry, far as my friend, results and battles and trials. But thank God he ended up, brethren, listen. Amen. Doing the will of God for what God had him there for. And even then they said, well, who do you men say that I am? He said, some Elias and some Jeremiah. Amen, brethren, listen. Thank God he had a Christ-like life. They even said, some think you're Jeremiah. Amen. But brethren, he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he did reveal it to him. Amen. You don't know it unless he tells you. But brethren, we have no excuse this morning. Brethren, there's no excuse. Thou art inexcusable for the light that God's given us, that God has shined the light in our hearts. Thank God to make, thank God, Christ known, to who, thank God, the sinner needs. And he saved us that way, brethren. And today we have the light of God. Right here is the light. Hey, Jesus is the light. The book reveals the light. Amen. I'm without excuse. Brethren, listen. He said man's without excuse. Yes. Because of the creation before us, that we look and see the sun. We can see the stars in the sky and the moon at night. We can see the mountain. Amen. The beautiful mountains. We can go to the coast to see the ocean. Brethren, we listen. You want to know what I think one of the greatest signs? Amen. To see that there's a God. Us. Amen. Us. Brethren, listen. We are God's creation. Have you ever thought, brethren, listen, all the creation of God, he spake it in existence, but brother, he used his hands on a man. Amen. He put his hand on me. He put his hand on the image of man that he created. Everything else was spake. And brethren, listen, he did speak, but he also acted, and he put that man to sleep, and brother, he took a rib, and he made a woman, and he gave her everything she had, and he woke her up, him up, and thank God they became one. That's a miracle in itself. This morning, that's amazing. Amen. Thank God for that, brother. Listen to me this morning. That baby's a miracle of God. You can't explain that little old baby this morning. Thank God. Amen. That comes in a world, brother, that God brings that together in conception. And that baby's born, brother. That's God, friend. How can anybody look at their own self and think about the mind they have and the functions that they have? And we're fearfully and wonderfully made. How that little old baby, friend. Ain't God's got eyes. Ain't God, my friend, and a nose and a mouth. And my friend, a heart and breath. Amen. Listen. That's God, brother. Hey, God, listen, hands and feet, everything about God doing it. How can anybody believe anything less but in a bunch of fools in this day that professed to be wise and became fools trying to figure God out? He ain't figured out. He's believed. And brethren, you don't know him unless you believe him, because that's the way. You're without excuse this morning before God. Amen. Because of the creation of God. Amen. That's right. You without excuse. You ain't got no excuse. I don't have no excuse. We don't have an excuse. Listen to this. And thinkest thou thou this man? Oh man, thou judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? He said, how? Hey, listen, verse 4. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness? Oh, brethren, they hate the goodness of God. I mean, brethren, he's the good to the just and the unjust. He's especially good to the just and the inward man. Brother, he reigns on the just and the unjust. He's blessed us before we was ever saved. Amen. God blessed us. Amen. Every man's blessed to God if he's breathing this morning. Even though he might walk a road of damnation, he's still blessed of God. Amen. He's still above hell. Amen. I like what Brother Gene said. I said, how you doing? He said, anything above hell's a benefit. I say amen. Brother, that's the goodness of God. Riches of his goodness. Notice this. And forbearance. Friend, God's a forbearing God. Amen. Listen, he left, friend, could put us in hell with one sin. Ain't God, friend, he could have dropped us off into the damned like he did Korah when he opened the earth up and the earth swallowed Korah and his crowd. And brother, as Caldwell said, they went to hell without packing in a suitcase. They went right to hell. God told Moses to get out away from them. Amen. He dropped them in opened the earth and swallowed them up. And listen, we could be the same way. God, listen, he's a just God. God demands holiness. God demands sinlessness. God demands purity. He's as holy. Thank God when Isaiah seen him, thank God lifted up in a temple, he said, holy. Thank God they said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is full of his glory. And brother, them seraphims and them cherubims, brother, they worshiped him. And brother, are you hearing me? Thank God that Isaiah said, woe is me. Compared to the holiness of God, woe is us. There's nothing that we can do and nothing we can say and nothing we can accomplish that would ever bring the holiness of God unto us but through the Son of God. And we all, and this morning, had it not been the forbearance of God, had it not been God chose forbearance, we'd be going to hell this morning. Amen. That's right. God have mercy on a bunch of self-righteous blind people. Amen. They ain't got nobody telling the truth nowhere. Go sit in a dead religion, I'd soon go to, thank God, my friend, to Walmart. Amen. You'd get more out of it. You just got to pay something. God have mercy. And I'm going to tell you, eyeball you without excuse. If you're lost this morning and you know you're lost, God could put you into hell. I'm not saying that in a glad way. I'm saying it in a sad way. I don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. I said that this week. I was talking to my friend, somebody, and they'd give their life to sin. Amen. Unnatural sin. And a fellow said that, told me about that person. And I talked to him and I tried to bend. I thought they was that way but didn't know it. And he said, that's just the way they are. And I said, I know it. I kind of thought that. And I said, I don't want to see them go to hell though. Oh, friend, I don't. I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I'm telling you, the forbearance of God. God withheld judgment. Oh, me, that's what mercy is. The mercy of God says withhold it. Amen. Listen, I believe this, Brother Robert. You got a family here this morning. You got a wife. Amen. Three boys and a daughter, and I know they're seeking after the Lord, some of them, but brethren, I believe this, God's in control, but he does use you and your wife and your prayers. Amen. Listen, and the church's prayers. Amen. But listen, God wants, amen, to deal with hearts, but brother, the church is going to have, amen, some understanding about this thing of praying and having the presence of God in amongst us. Because it's got to be that way, Brother Joe. It used to be when I started in 1989, I didn't know a whole lot, but I had more. Thank God I had some good and pure motives. I mean, the pure motive was in me. I didn't understand what I know now, but I'm telling you, thank God the motive was as pure as the driven snow. I wanted people saved worse than I wanted anything else. And brother, I'm telling you, he saved people. Amen. Most people in this church got saved. Most of them got saved in the
90s. Amen. 80s and 90s. But I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Brethren, we've lost the presence of God in the church to the fact that nobody's much under conviction no more because they don't see they're accountable to God. They don't see that they're going to answer to Him. Brethren, listen, we're accountable to the one that created us. You're not accountable to me, you're accountable to Him. A man was cussing, thank God, not long ago, and one said to the man, he said, I didn't know you're a Christian, I'm sorry. And the man said it right. He said, you're accountable to God, not me. Amen. And that's the truth. Brethren, every word and every act and everything we do, we're accountable to our Maker. Oh, God, baby, this morning you wake us up to the fact that we're without excuse. We have no excuse this morning. Every man's got to give an account of himself to God, friend. And the only way, amen, to God is through His Son. And brother, the forbearance of God, are you hearing me? God withholds judgment off, and He's withheld it off this nation as far as giving up on it, amen. Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God into hell, He said. What's that mean, preacher? I don't fully know. I just know that the nations that forget God, that's people, people's made, that's what the nations are. It's made up of people. He's not talking about the land. He's talking about the people living in the land that forget God. Forget Him. They forgot Him. America's forgetting Him. Amen. That's exactly right. Somebody asked me, did I think this was a judgment of God on this land? I said, I don't know. I can't make that proclamation. I just say this. I know the judgment comes upon, thank God, them, amen, that resist his way. Amen. Listen, friend, the day Paul got saved, them here, amen, listen, he didn't call nobody else's name but Paul. There was other people with him. We don't know what happened to him. We could only speculate, but I know this. He led him to Ananias' house, amen. And Paul spake to Ananias, and brethren, listen, he was saved, thank God, that day. But the other men never saved. Ain't nothing about them being saved. I'm telling you, brethren, if you ever got a hold of that, that God chose you out to deal with your heart and show you the light of God and bring you in the family of God. And brother, that's amazing. And boy said, but for the blood, that's right. You're not going to get saved outside the blood being applied, but the revelation come through the Holy Ghost. You can't perform that within your own self. It's got to be God to do it. And we're without excuse this morning. Thank God, we got a good word in us. And brother, we'll go to see people go to hell. Thank God from this church. Amen. Because of the old presence of God this morning. Amen. And it can't, listen, I know the pulpit is, I mean, I know it's the center of the church. But brother, listen, I'm as much, thank God, a brother as you are. And it don't all lay on me. It don't all lay on one person. That woman, when she has a baby, thank God it's her whole body involved. Amen. And I'm saying this morning, I know salvation of the Lord. And I know the Lord's the one that does it. But brother, He uses church in this day. And the thing of it is, amen, we've been carried away. I was reading Song of Solomon again this week. And it said, get the foxes. The foxes that, my friend, thank God, listen, amen, devour the vines. Amen, that we're tender grapes. Amen, a fox, my friend, is a sly person. And he said, they get in the vines. Amen, thank God, catch them and get rid of them. There are some things, my friend, thank God, that's hindering the vine in the church. Amen. That's right. Most of the time it's heresy. That ain't here. But I'm telling you what, laxness, laziness, and no concern. And I'm going to tell you what, I can be like Samson, but you can't. Samson said, I'll go out and shake myself again, but he never got the power of God back until the last time he prayed and he pushed the pillars down and God's will was done and the Philistines died and he died with them. I'm saying one more time, God, shake somebody's heart and deal with their heart, amen. We live a life without it. Listen. Notice verse 4 again. He said, oh, despise thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long suffering. He suffers long, Brother Danny. He even does with us. Amen. Notice this. But not knowing that the goodness of God, leadeth thee to repentance. Brethren, the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. If God don't give you repentance, you won't get it. That's the goodness of God. You don't have it. He's got to grant it. You've got to be made willing in your own heart through the preaching of the word of God. And brethren, you'll come in yourself and you get saved. It ain't you and God. It's God. Amen. In your heart, you have nothing but a lost estate. And the only hope you got's God bring. I ain't got a salvation, your soul. Amen. He gives goodness of God, leads a man to repentance. If a man don't repent, he'll perish. The Bible teaches that, brother. Amen. Somebody said repentance is for the Jews. It's for the Gentiles. It's for every man. Bible said, Paul said to live in Acts 17. He commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You've got to repent. Amen. Thank God, if you don't repent, you'll perish. If you don't repent, you'll die lost. If you don't repent, you'll die and go to hell. Friend, repentance is in the Bible, friend. If you don't repent, you'll perish, I'm telling you. It's a book. It's a book. Thank God it's in the book. What's the first message John the Baptist preached? Repent. What's the first message Jesus preached? Repent. The kingdom of God, heaven is at hand. Billy Mitchell said it's the only message that hadn't changed. The Old Testament said forsake your ways and turn to God. That's what repentance is. It's turning, thank God, from your sin to God. If you're still living in sin the way you were before, you never have repented. If you don't repent today, you probably never have repented. Repentance distant in a one-time act. Here is initial time, but repentance is every day you live your life. Amen. You'll still repent if you repented. Buddy, it's in you. Thank God you're going to have to repent. I don't care who you are, what your name is, what role you own, it don't mean 2 cents. No matter what church role you own, don't matter what you do in the assembly, it means, thank God, in your heart you're going to have to know you have repentance. And God granted you repentance unto life, and that means eternal life, spiritual life. And if you don't have spiritual life, you don't have life. You're dead to God. You're alive to me, but you're dead to God. That's right. You are dead to God. God heareth not the prayer of sinners unless it's the prayer that comes from the heart that the Holy Ghost brought forth some fruit. Amen. You say, I had a man tell me one time, he said, God hear him? I said, I don't think so. He said, well, he heard Cornelius. I said, yeah, that's a different case because, brethren, listen, God knew the heart of Cornelius and he knew he was crying out and he needed light of the gospel preached to him. And that's what he sent Peter off that rooftop that got that, hey, God got that vision to go with them men and preach the gospel. Amen. To Cornelius and Herod's whole, it wasn't only Cornelius that got saved, the whole crowd did. Amen. Filled the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. That's different, friend. Amen. Listen, are you hearing me? If a man's dead, he can't pray. If he's dead to God, he can't pray the way he ought to. Amen. The only way he prays, God save him and know him. The Bible said, pray our Father. Nobody can pray our Father. Father truly is their father, amen. That's right. God ain't the father of all men. He's the creator. He ain't the father. Amen. Jesus told the crowd over there, he said, you have your father the devil. That's what he said. Yes, sir, he said it. He what? You can't have the devil as your father and God as your father. Amen. There ain't no way, friend. People's deceived and mixed up. Amen. They'll say, listen, that person told me the other day that's praying. I said something about God. They said, I'm praying. Brother, you can't pray unless you know who you're praying to. Amen. I know whom I have believed. And brother, listen, the church needs to turn the heat up. I ain't got on praying and seeking after God. Amen. That the presence of God might be amongst us. Amen. That's right. Everybody in the church ought to love me. I ought to love all you in this church. We ought to love one another. But you ain't going to love everything a man says when he's preaching the truth. You will if you got the truth. Every sinner don't love the truth. There are some sinners that, thank God, they'll say, I'm glad I heard the truth. Well, brethren, listen. That man in the Word of God said he got the Word of God with joy, but he didn't have no root in it. He took the word of God in, had no root. He didn't have no root at all, friend. He had no fruit. Man, listen, I ain't got fruits produced by God. The Holy Ghost is a fruit worker and putting it in you. Thank God for producing it. It's not what you do, it's what he does in you, amen. Can't have no fruit unless the Holy Spirit produces it. He is the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of man. Even though man, thank God, has the manifestation of it because God's working in him to bring it forth. If the word of God gets in your heart to bring forth fruit, I can tell you what, that sowing the seed thing, listen to me. The sowing the seed thing can go more than whistle to lost people and go to save people. You can sit here and think about everything you're going to do after you get out of the house of God and the devil steal the word of God out of your heart before you ever get it. You can sit here, boy, say, I like that, but when it comes down to having to repent to like it, you ain't going to do it. You can hear it, thank God, amen. You can say, boy, I need to do that, but that world chokes it out of your heart. Amen. And them cares of this life. Amen. I told the young people this morning, listen to me. I told them there wasn't but that one absolute in this life. That's God. One. I'm not an absolute. You can't trust me for an absolute. You can trust me. I'm telling you the truth. But there ain't no man in here 100% absolute. There's nothing you do that's absolute unless you do it in the Spirit. There's no absolute in money. There's no absolute in your career. There's no absolute in your health. You can't trust it. There's no absolute in tomorrow. You don't know what a day may bring forth. What are you counting on this morning? You ain't got no absolutes in your life because it's all built on you and what you do. That's why a lot of people in the Baptist church, I say the Baptist church and church in general, they ain't got no true salvation. Everything's built upon them. That's got to be torn down before you ever get right. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I fret, and I sometimes in my life, I look at that little old girl there, look at my granddaughter, look at these babies, look at these young people, and I fret in my own mind to think what it's going to be like in 10 years from now if we don't get the power of God in the church. Can't even get people out to pray on Wednesday night. I thought about just having prayer meeting on Wednesday night, put a sign out in front of the church, anybody interested in praying, we'll do it. I'm tired of giving sermons when nobody wants to hear it. We'll just go through our routine and rotation and go back to the house. You've heard enough preaching to save the world, and thank God some of you know the Bible better than I do. But we just don't give a flip. And I ain't planning on preaching this, but buddy, while I'm there, I'm going to dig the row. I'm talking about myself. I said we, I didn't say you. I always add myself because I'm going to tell you what I know where I'm at. That's right. Me too, brother, right here. And brother, I'm preaching the truth to you this morning. That little old boy here, he's been on this up here praying, seeking the face of God the best he can, I reckon. How many of us prayed for him this week and asked God to have mercy and touch his heart and show him light? Give him understanding. That's my prayer. God, give him understanding. Once the understanding ever hits his heart, he'll jump up and say, I'm saved. And that's right. Amen. I mean, folks, listen. There ain't many places you can go. I'm just being honest with you. That ain't got some kind of sideshow. You know, I'm just telling you the truth. They got a sideshow and they got big name preachers, and that's all right if that's what they want to be, but that ain't where it's at. Why does men say they like coming here to preach? Because they got liberty to preach what they want to. They can preach whatever God puts on their heart. I'm with them. I back them up. You back them up. But praise God, we had a good meeting. Praise God, Brother Pace come preach his heart out. I mean, the man preached the word of God. Brother Buchanan too, he preached. And them other brothers that come on Sunday, Brother Grubb and Brother Logan and all them preaching. Amen. That's right, brother. We're accountable for what we hear when this man preaches. I'm telling you, we're accountable to God. I mean, we need to be awakened to the fact, amen, this is not a game. This is not something we just do on Sunday. This is not just something we do on Wednesday. This is something our lives consider. And I'm telling you, this church has so much potential, but we got so much laziness. And I'm talking about myself because we enjoy the world. Amen. Listen, I'm not saying some pleasure isn't good, but more than when it's more than God, it ain't good. And brethren, that's where we're at. We need to repent of it. And I'm not preaching to get you to come and pray. I'm preaching you to thank God that God might help me as well as you. Amen. Lord God, I didn't want to preach that. We want to preach to lost people. But God have mercy if we can have the power of God in the church. What can they do? It said in a verse over there, in one of them verses, it said they come to birth, but it didn't have no power to bring them forth. That's what it said. I studied that meaning out on that. Amen. There just wasn't enough power to bring it forth in the church. I mean, I love these little youngins around here. I mean, these youngins and, I mean, this little one here. Amen. This little one here and all these little children that's in this place. And brethren, listen. Thank God we had a good string and God saved some of them. But the thing of it is, it's been a while. It's just been a while. I mean, really, it's been a while. Amen. Somebody got saved. It's been a while since we put somebody in the baptistry. And brother, I'm not preaching. I'm preaching to glorify God, but we got to think about it. Amen. We're all accountable for it. Amen. To pray and preach and do the will of God and have a good meeting place that people could come. But listen, are you hearing me? It ought to be a place that people know they're loved. There's a man sitting right back there this morning, Johnny Rainey. His wife passed away the other week. I told you all about praying for him. He said to me a while ago, he don't mind me saying, he said, y'all don't know. He said, it's been hard. Brother Joe can testify with you. Brother Randy can testify with you. There's other people in here can testify with you. You never know. Listen, you never know till you go through it. That's right, buddy. I can console with you the best I can. But there will not be nobody to know what you're going through unless they've been through it. And brother, the church ought to be a place this man can come in here and feel the Holy Ghost and feel the love of God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Notice this, I'm about through. Notice verse 5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteous indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, but glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good to the Jew first and all to the Gentile. For there's no respect to a person with God. God has no respect to a person when it comes to judgment. He don't have a rule for me and have a rule for you. That's why he said, a man was going to preach on adultery. He said, I'm going to preach on adultery today. That's what a man said. This is what a man told me. He said, but I want to remind you, everybody, before you pass judgment on anybody. The Bible said, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her committed adultery already with her in his heart. Listen to me. If you can get a hold of this, it'll help you. God ain't looking at my hand. He's looking at my heart. The word of God goes to the intent of the heart. The motive of the heart. That's where the word goes. That's where it goes. It goes to the intent, Brother Joe. See, if I tell Brother Keith I love him, God sees the intent. He don't. Now, you know I love you by why, what I do, what I would want to do for you and how I pray for you. And I do love you. But God sees the intent. If it's words or not, or if it's real meaning. Now, the judgment that God judges is from the intent of the heart. Why do you think God told the preacher to study thyself approved unto God? Unto God. Not unto man. My study ain't unto man. It's unto God that's going to bless it. It's not unto man. Your study isn't unto man, it's unto God. Even though that's a pastoral epistle, it's a truth in that. I've got to be approved of God, not man. But listen, most people want to be approved by man and not God. Why? Because man sees everything with your eye. Ain't that right? That's the only thing I can see in you. I can feel you through the Spirit, but I can't see your heart. Them young people I taught this morning, they can't see my heart. I taught them about decisions and choices in life. I talked from my heart to them. But they can't see my heart. I can't see your heart. God judges every man without respect to a person. He looks deep. When on the judgment day, amen. Listen to me. I know what we do, our works is going to be judged. But I tell you this morning, it's going to go further than what works is. It's going to go to the very sort of work. And it's going to go to the place, amen, that the intentions of the heart, amen. I'm not going to preach you. Look at me, I'm through. I'm not going to preach you on church loyalty. That's bondage to you. I'm going to preach on you Christ loyalty. I'm not going to preach on you the loyalty to a building. I'm going to preach you the loyalty to assembly that you love. I'm not going to preach to you a tenth. I'm going to preach to you as God has prospered you in willfully and cheerfully. I'm going to preach to you that you're the same Christian every day. And you have liberty. Brother Keith wrote me a little note this week and texted me and said, I'm sorry I missed Wednesday night. He said I had to work about 12 or 13 hours in a row or something like that. And I said, you needed to rest. I ain't that dumb. I didn't even say nothing about the little crowd we had Wednesday night. I said the need to pray. You can pray at home. I understand that. Most people don't, but you can. That's judging people, ain't it? But really, if you think about this whole thing, brother, it's us and God. He don't need a big crowd. He just needs obedient people. If I say this again to you, young man, I thought about saying it the other day. It crossed my mind. The Holy Ghost checked me on that, what I said. And I think God could do anything he wanted to with you. I think he can. I think he can take this one man, this one young man, and whatever he wants to deposit in him and change things greatly. That's the way he done. One man, thank God. One man, Jonathan, one man. One man. You're going to get married in February? One good couple. What they could do for God. And here's the thing. People say, how many did you have they? And that ain't got nothing to do with this. It's what God had for them that were there. Amen. And listen, a lot of times, I mean, I used to be bad about it. I'd put the first hand up I was bad about when people wouldn't get here. I'd get aggravated with it. But listen, I don't live like that no more. I believe God's in charge of all things, and I believe God can do what he wants to. Who's there? And I'm going to tell you this, Brother Danny. Amen. God can take one man. He can take one man that's sitting on this pew. One man. One man. One man. One man. And make a whole big difference in an assembly and in a community and in a world, friend. That's right. And buddy, I'm telling you, he ain't no respecter of persons. Even though I feel like I'm his favorite. Even though I believe, brother, listen, that the love of God's upon me because he gives it to me. But brother, he ain't limited. If you want to sit on his lap and listen to his voice and get something from him, he'll let you do it. Amen. That's right. It ain't him. It's us. Brother, and I'm telling you this. God have mercy. We know what to do. Jesus' mother said, whatsoever he saith, you do it. Amen. Let's have prayer. Father, thank you for the word of God. Help me to live it. Lord God, I can't live it. I can't live it. God, it takes the grace of God to live it. God, you give me grace to live it. You give me help to live it. God, you give me the unction to live it. You give me the power to live it. God, it's you living in me. It's you living through me. God, may you help me, God, not to make excuses why I don't do what I ought to do. God, forgive me of it. Lord, don't let me compare myself with anybody else. Help me to do what I ought to do, God. Help me, God, to have somewhat of a new start today in these things. Lord, you taught me this morning. May God, your Holy Spirit of God, work in our hearts and lives. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. If you'll need to pray.